People tend to use the word legendary a bit too freely these days, but in the case of my next guest, no other word would feel appropriate. Natalia Makarova has been a ballerina assoluta for decades now, and that also happens to be what they are calling the tribute the Youth America Grand Prix will be giving her this Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Lincoln Center. I'm thrilled that it gives me the chance to speak with this incomparable and truly legendary ballet dancer, and Tony winner, by the way, on our show today. Hello. I've heard that you didn't quite know how to react to the upcoming gala tribute, whether to be, you said, sad or happy, to laugh or to cry. Well, it puzzles me, you said. Why?
Why? Because I think, I suppose, it's tribute not given by young generation and to the older people or artists, and I suppose I belong to them, and it is kind of sad, and I never realized that before. So now on, I have to go to see my passport more often.
Well, isn't a dancer's career about gaining recognition?
Why? No.
No? It didn't matter to you whether people came to see you specifically to dance?
No, it does matter, of course. I think recognition and creativity and artistry goes together. I mean, career and profession is... God gave me the gift, and I have to realize this gift fully, completely. I have a responsibility. That's why I'm working hard, and that's why I enjoy it.
And that gift is a combination of being able to do certain things, but also, do you think that it was just the way you were, your body was formed?
It is, but something more than a body, beyond the physicality. I think it is some spiritual inner, I don't know what this word.
I guess spiritual is a good word. Yeah. Had you always wanted to dance when you were young?
No, I never even see ballet.
In Russia, you didn't see ballet?
No. It was just happened by accident. And I was working on that beautiful street, Zochiva Rossi, where is Vaganova School, choreographic school. There. And I saw the advertising. They get children 12, 13 years in experimental class. And I was about 13, so I went in. That's how I came.
Isn't that even a little late? Don't most start around 10 or so?
Absolutely. So that's why it was called experimental class. They did that for the first time. 9 years program was squeezed into 6 years program.
Did that put you at a disadvantage?
In some way, yes, because, you know, the body has to develop gradually. And muscles has to get stronger gradually, not by force, really.
Although I've been told that some people are impatient and they go on toe too early and
it's
they develop good. Muscles wrong.
It's not good, yeah. Timing is a very good thing in life.
You've danced with many major companies around the world. What made the Russian ballet training so exceptional? And was it as brutal as it's sometimes portrayed, where the teacher has a cane and hits you if you don't do it right?
Not so, for such a degree, but it was a discipline very, very stiff, very strong. And it's like, but we didn't take that way, cruelty. We took our art served like in temple, you know.
So did they spot you right away? Here you are 13, a little old to be doing this. Did they spot you right away as somebody who had potential?
Yes, they just grabbed me and they put my legs there and there. And I was born by, you know, no bones, how to say, double joint.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, being you were double jointed. That helps.
I was that time. I still, my legs can go up. Without limitation, but not as much as before.
Well, then there are other things that you just have to understand about what your body can do. Suzanne Farrell told me once she was finding it very hard to do something that Balanchine was telling her to do. And he said, well, just lean against the air.
And
and she said, well, you know, even though that sounds crazy, she understood what he meant, and then she could do it.
Mm, interesting.
Now, you wound up joining the Kirov Ballet, where you rose to international prominence, dancing Giselle in London. Did you, did they have that kind of expectation for you? Did they see you as somebody who was going to be one of their stars?
Yes, it was, but that Giselle was totally, and particularly success after that performance, was totally for me unexpected, or surprise, a good surprise. I mean, since from that start was starting my international career, and that role was with me almost through my whole ballet career, and it's grow up, change with me when I change my role, quite change and develop.
So, as you danced Giselle over the years, did you change your approach to it?
Yes, as much as I my inner feeling changed, so it's went reflect the role.
Is that like acting, where actors will tell you that the more they play a part, the more they understand it?
Of course, yes. More depth, or eliminate something extra, and become to be more simple. That's the most important thing. It's most difficult thing, and at the same time, don't lose the expressiveness and depth.
Mm-hmm. When you're younger, you're more likely,
to
try to show off.
So many things, but it's not necessary to the character.
At the tribute, some of your most famous roles will be performed by today's leading dancers. Did you have a say in who would be dancing what and which pieces would be included?
Well, it's mostly these pieces which is become to me my roles reflect my ballet career, which is many roles, because I had quite a long career. And some modern piece, but if I will live if I dance in 21st century, I certainly will dance with that choreographers, that pieces, you know. Some unexpected pieces will be showing. Young dancers.
Well, we know there'll be Giselle and some of the other
famous. But
some of the surprises?
Some surprises, yes.
You're not going to tell us.
No. And I also, it's from my ballet archive, from my life also will be projected in the screen. And I will talk.
My guest is Natalia Makarova, who will be honored by a tribute from the Youth America Grand Prix this Saturday, the 28th. At the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center at 7 p.m. For ticket information, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. What made you finally request asylum in 1970 when the Kirov was on tour in London? Was it for political reasons or because did you feel that you were just limited as to what you could do?
I stay out of politics totally. But it was just the hunger for creation, for creativity, for to open to broaden my horizon, to do many things what is in the world done already, and not to be limited in the.
So you were seeing other. I've seen dancers and saying, gee, I wish I could do that.
Oh, God, I want to do that. I want to do that ballet. I want to work with that choreographer. And it was, you know, timing is everything. It was right time when I made this decision.
But
totally
it must have been very scary, too. You were leaving
It was
your...
scary for the moment because it was spontaneous. I never planned that. And scary before I realized I'm going to do that. But when I decided I'm going to do, I got sure it was the right step, and I never regret it.
And you wound up working with people like Anthony Tudor, George Balanchine, Jerome Robbins.
I was lucky to work with the best choreographers of 20th century.
Now, why did you choose the American Ballet Theater?
They chose me, actually.
They said, we want you.
It was, no, it was first invitation to join the company was America with Lucia, from Lucia Chess, founder of this company and artistic director.
So you were dancing new things, but you also continued to be identified with classical roles.
Of course, it's my luggage. It's my...
And it's, but you'd go back and forth.
Yes, absolutely.
You were also long associated with the Royal Ballet, starting in 1972. But you also appeared as a guest artist with companies around the world, including the Paris Opera Ballet, Stuttgart Ballet, Royal Danish Ballet, Beaux-Arts Ballet of the 20th century. Each one a very different experience?
Oh, yes. But it's interesting. It's adventurous, interesting, and I think it helps... it's like a nourishment.
Well, do you think that you changed as a dancer? And when you were dancing with other dancers who had left the Soviet Union, did you find that they had changed as a result of having worked in the West?
Well, let's compliment each other. The more you know, better it is. And also you can choose what to take, what not to.
Now, you were the first artistic exile to be invited back to perform in the Soviet Union. That was many years later, February 1st, 1989, returned to Leningrad, still called Leningrad then, and danced with the Kirov.
Kirov, now is Mariinsky.
Did you just fit right in? Was it like going into an old shoe?
Oh, no, it was very dramatic experience, very emotional, very breathtaking. I even remember now I start to, my heart is starting to beat hard. I didn't see my mother for 18 years. And my colleague, my friends, my theater. And it was big responsibility because I will be judged by my colleague. And it's very scary.
But also, were people upset with you? Obviously, you had left. Were they judging you in that way, or were they just happy to see you back?
As a professional, you know, how much I grow up, and did I lose anything or gain on the contrary? And it's very, very scary.
And were you scared at all when you performed in On Your Toes? You won a Tony and a Laurence Olivier Award for your performances on the musical. Dancing on Broadway.
Oh, yes, it's quite adventurous experience and enjoying, exciting, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. But then that was just...
No, but most fantastic thing, I met a famous Mr. George Abbott and worked with him. He was already 97. And what a fantastic person. I was in love with him.
Well, I can't imagine having worked with George Abbott, Anthony Tudor, George Balanchine.
Yes.
Were they? Did you learn stuff from these people?
But of course, they are geniuses. Of course.
And when did you retire?
Pardon?
When did you retire?
Retire? I don't.
You're still dancing?
I'm not retired. I mean, I was still working. I still give my knowledge to the people, to young people.
Passing it on, passing on what you know to the next generation.
And I think it's my duty, my obligation.
For a long time, the Russian ballet was the standard by which all ballet was judged. Do you think that it's become better around the world? Have other countries reach the same standard, or because the Mariinsky is still a very
country,
great company.
Each company, you know, famous company, have a own plus and minuses, and but I still think education in Russia the best, particularly on Vaganova system, because it's more complete. It is we learn besides the ballet, and we learn. History, we learn, was complete education, academic education, but of course it's with the emphasis on the theater, on the art.
It's like going to a professional school.
But of course, it is professional. Yes, yes.
And we still have the Mariinsky and the Bolshoi, two of the greatest companies in the world.
Yes, I think they are still greatest.
Natalia Makarova will be honored in a tribute from the Youth America Grand Prix this Saturday, the 28th, at the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center. That's at 7 p.m. And if you want to find out about attending, ticket information is on our show page at WNYC.org. And I've seen the list of dancers who are participating. It's just amazing. You must feel wonderful about it.
I'm honored.
Thank you so much for being
on
our show.
Thank you.